Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have did a little shifting. We have a new schedule, and I want you all to be aware of it. So if you have your pens and paper, I hope you do, because you're definitely going to need it to follow along as Deacon Marvin Cox delivers God's word on tonight. Normally, we will have Minister Tawan Eppinger will be bringing the word on tonight, but he gave me a call today and said his job has shifted his work assignment. So he's going to be coming on every first Saturday night, starting this coming Saturday night. Minister Tawan Eppinger, a young minister of the gospel. He is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, and where I serve as the musician. But again, Minister Tawan Eppinger's time now will be not only first Thursday night, it will be now, from now on, every first Saturday night, Minister Tawan Eppinger. But on tonight, and every first Thursday night from now on, will be Deacon Marvin Cox. Once again, he's going to be delivering God's word on tonight. He's going to share with us another poem first, then he's going to go into God's word. But Deacon Marvin Cox still will be coming on every second Saturday night. So make a note of that. There's been a shift. There's been a change. So Minister Tawan Eppinger will be on every first Saturday night. Deacon Marvin Cox will be on every first Thursday night and every second Saturday night. And while we're talking about, we'll go into that later on, but right now I want to make sure that all listeners, because we do have a lot of new listeners, thank God for that. Please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, as I said, because you're going to need it to follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as we go through God's Word together on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you that you are the Most High God. You are the great I Am. You are our everything. So now, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful and thankful on tonight for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your only begotten beloved Son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you that through him we are first and foremost saved in his name, and that when we do sin and we fall short of your glory, we can come through him and be forgiven, that we can be put back on the right track and be able to fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know what they're going through. And your word promises us that you would not put them more on us than we're able to bear. And we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And that's why we are so grateful that tonight to know that you are still healing. You're still delivering and setting your people free for your glory. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight, those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus or whatever the situation may be. If they are in bereavement on tonight, you know, again, you know who they are and you know where they are. Touch them, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace and your joy. And let them know that you are strengthening them in their faith, even as they go through the hour of bereavement on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, and that they will still give you glory, honor, and praise in the midst of it all. In Jesus' name we pray. So now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit through your man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, on tonight, as he's being led and guided through by your Holy Spirit. Should there be any listener on the line tonight, or however they are tuned in on tonight, that will hear this word, is our prayer that anyone that's spiritually blind on tonight, that after hearing the word on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and they will ask Jesus Christ with their own mouth to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, because we know that it's not your desire that any souls be lost. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. So we continue to bless and strengthen and have mercy upon all those that are faithfully tuned in to this worldwide ministry and platform, even to those that have tuned in for tonight for the first time. Bless them as well and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just want to say I love you. I bless your name. And I thank you that you know us better than we know ourselves. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, the spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, Jesus is the only way to salvation. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, Jesus is the only way to salvation. There's no other way. Jesus said, if you try to come in any other way, you're a thief and a robber. So he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus the Christ, God's beloved and begotten only Son. Thank God for Jesus Christ, that those of us that are saved in his name, we have a risen Savior who is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercession for the saints of God even on today. What a mighty God we serve. Also, before we go to our music break, if you have your pen and paper, God has blessed Minister Tawan Eppinger. Again, he is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church. God has anointed him and blessed him to have a prayer line 7 nights a week, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line number, if you want prayer or if you want to stand in the gap and intercede for someone else on this prayer line, This is the number you need to call. Area code 602-610-2081. Once again, that prayer line number is 602, area code 610-2081. And the access code is 913-927. Again, the access code for Minister Twan Eppinger's prayer line is 913-927. We have a lot of people that come on that prayer line. They don't pray. They may not pray openly, but they are praying while those that are interceding and standing in the gap for others, they are touching and agreeing in prayer. So if you want to be one of those that come on the line and touch and agree in prayer, you can do that also. You are invited. Again, every night, 7 nights a week, starting at 9 o'clock p.m., Minister Twan Eppinger's prayer line. We're going to go to our music break right now. I do not have any other announcements for tonight. We're going to just move forward. And once again, Deacon Marvin Cox is going to be delivering God's word very shortly. He always shares an inspirational poem with us first. So he's going to do that, and then he's going to go directly into God's word following this music break. So I ask that you continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Pray
for me.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I love that song, Pray For Me. The Word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And if we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. It's really, truly praying time. I want to say unto the listeners on tonight, I want to give a shout out to my bishop and pastor, the one and only Bishop James A. Jennings. Bishop James A. Jennings, my pastor and shepherd of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and also to my church family. The Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and I'm going to give a big shout-out to them as well. And before I bring on Deacon Marvin Cox, I want the listeners to know that the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. served as the pastor there, I serve as their musician, we are having live service twice a month, every first Sunday and every third Sunday of each month. This coming third Sunday, which will be May the 16th, the third Sunday in May, the Morning Star Baptist Church will be celebrating their 101st church anniversary. So it's only to be one service in the morning. They are doing social distancing there. People, you're wearing your mask. They do have the sanitizing hand lotion and creams that you need to use for your hands. Again, everyone that's there are wearing their mask and they are social distancing. But I just wanted to make this announcement. If you are in the Detroit, Michigan area and you want to stop by on the third Sunday of this month, the Morning Star will be celebrating their 101st church anniversary. The address for the church is 3594 MacDougall on the east side of Detroit, right off of Gratiot. Again, the Morning Star Baptist Church address is 3594 MacDougall Street, right off the corner of Gratiot. Again, Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd there. So please make this announcement and bear them in mind in case if you are interested and you want to stop by. So right now we're going to yield the mic to none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to, again, share with us another inspirational poem. Then he's going to go directly into God's word. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brown. Thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity once again bestowed upon me. And I don't take this opportunity nor this privilege lightly. We'll immediately get into the lesson for tonight. But the poem that the Lord gave me to give to the people is because there are a lot of Christians right now that are frustrated because of what's been going on over the last year. Finance was falling apart. Friends and relatives passing away. And, you know, I know that a lot of people that I have talked to, they feel like giving up. This is an encouragement for those that feel this way not to give up. And remember the poem is never give up. So you may lose your desire. You may be at the end of your rope. It may be hard to deal with situations and even harder to cope. Hang in there anywhere. Don't give up hope. Fastest runner don't always win the race. The best team doesn't always win first place. There might be some that seem ahead of you. Just go at your own pace until the race is through. The wise may go hungry. The educated may not know how to lead. Turn over to the Lord. He will meet your need. He wants you to take your focus off of them and concentrate your energy on him. The fiercest warrior doesn't always win the fight. He can be defeated by you doing things right. Just formulate your plan in advance, because they thought the little David didn't have a chance. Before the good Lord you will call, giants all around you will fall. Like the giant of illness, the giant of bad health, the giant of loneliness, the giant of stress. Even though the odds of life may be stacked against you, God is the greatest equalizer in all that you do. To the demons of life, please don't submit. never give up. And please don't quit. Amen. Immediately going to tonight's lesson. Tonight's lesson is from the book of Acts, starting at the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 20. And I'll be reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible. Your publication may be different, but for those that are following, because a lot of times when someone is reading the Bible, people say, my Bible does not say that, but they basically all saying the same thing, except for it just been translated differently. And it reads, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. The name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preached. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of all which did so. And said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this were known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And they spirit fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them which also used brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. I've just read to you from the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 20, and may the Lord have the blessings of reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may he edify our souls forever. Amen. Now, the topic that was chosen for us tonight is a wonderful topic. And the topic for tonight is counterfeit and real. And it's coinciding with the food for thought that Brother Brown brought forth. I believe he said something like, Jesus is the only way to salvation. So no other way that you could choose, no other counterfeit method that you could choose will get you to the Lord, will help you to benefit from being in his presence. So as I was saying, this is a topic that we all have dealt with. A lot of times we have went to somebody that was cheaper, somebody that had what it seemed like a fair price. But then at the end, we end up having to go back over what they've done. Why? Because they was counterfeit. So we know that counterfeit is not real. We know over there in Exodus, where the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. He's telling you, no counterfeit God. He's telling you not to get so carried away with the ways of the people that you forget about him. So we're going to talk about tonight, we'll talk about those seven sons. Those seven sons of Sceva who, as we get into the story, you'll see how they were counterfeit because they were not legit. See, something that's counterfeit is something that's not totally legitimate. And they were a spiritual charlatans. In other words, they will prostitute the people, because a lot of times, if you know about medicine, if you know about this, you know about other things, you know what they call the placebo effect. And I've seen this operate in many, many churches, where a preacher or a deacon or someone prayed for somebody, and then immediately after they got finished praying, they would ask that individual, how do you feel? And that individual will respond, just like clockwork, I feel okay. Person may not have been feeling okay, because see, if you pray for someone, don't worry about how they feel. That's not your concern. That's the Lord's concern. See, that's a thing out of show, and it's a thing out of go, whereas we expect an instantaneous result. But a lot of times, when prayer has been implemented, even though that person may be instantaneously healed, or their problem be instantaneously taken care of, it still may take a little while for it to manifest with them, because they have to submit themselves to that prayer. But see, I want to give you a little history on what was happening here. See, Paul, in verse number 11, Paul was doing miraculous things in the name of the Lord. And it's important to know that it wasn't Paul. See, a lot of times we get carried away thinking that that preacher or that deacon or that man or that woman of God is the one that is doing it. But see, God is using them as an instrument. And in the process of using an individual as an instrument, it is not that person that is doing it. And so we run into what I call glory thieves, people who get carried away thinking that they can lay hands and do this and pop handkerchiefs and so forth. Lord, I'll spit on you and burn you up and all of this old kind of nonsense. But I'm just saying to you tonight that counterfeit is not real. You know, the Lord is just like Coca-Cola. He's the real thing. So
yes.
No other substitute up under the sun that will be able to implement that which the Lord has done. So we have to be mindful that it's not me, because it's easy to get carried away and say, wow, the Lord has used me in a mighty way. And sometimes it's easy for me to forget that I'm just a vessel. And all the preachers know exactly what I'm talking about. It may have been a hot service that was going on, and the Lord may have been healing and working in a mighty, mighty way. Because the word said that might have Paul was doing it. But then after the service is over with, sometimes that preacher is so weak that his armor bearer has to help him to the car. Because they don't see him when he's at home and he's weak from praying, because all of that stuff was filtered out through him, all of that sin, all of that hatred, whatever he was praying about, the Lord uses that preacher as a filter. And so we have to be careful. That's why when the preacher is praying, don't you put your hands on him. To wipe his brow, what he do? Because just like those pigs that ran violently down the hill, they have to have somewhere to go. So we have to be careful, because that was said. They called those sons of Sceva vagabond Jews, because as I was saying, they were spiritual charlatans. They were out doing what they were doing for profit. They were out doing what they were doing. And see, it's an interesting point here that I like to read too. It says verse number, okay, it's in, here's one second. It's in verse number, uh, Okay, it's in verse number 13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preached. Now, that's like a third party right there. And so I'm talking about these sons of people, these counterfeit people that they didn't have that relationship with the Lord. They were not able to call upon his name. He was not able to. He was able, but he did not use them as a vessel. Why? Because they would have been making a mockery out of his word. And see, the Lord is not going to condone that type of activity where people doing things and the Lord putting the signature on it. But see, sometimes we can get so psyched up and so hyped up in doing things that we actually think that it's that individual that's doing the work. But I'll say one thing, not so. So these counterfeits, and see, counterfeit is not real. And see, the Lord has given each of the people that he called a specific authority to do things. And see, Paul, at this particular time, he had the authority. And if you notice, I said the authority to call out demons. And when somebody gives you the authority to do something, then your qualification is already there. Because there have been many times we say, well, who told you? Say, well, so-and-so told me. And that settles it. But as I was saying, counterfeit is not real. We have to concentrate on that which the Lord has told us. So in Mark 3 and 15, said Paul as an apostle, sees that authority. And 2 Corinthians 12 and 12, see, sometimes things are given to you, but you have to have that mindset that you're going to receive it, and not only receive it, but utilize it in the way in which God wants you to use it. Because right now, if you look at it, you need, if you go to the barber, your barber or your beautician or doctor, carpenters, all of these people, they need what? They need license to do. The electrician, they need a license certified by the state to do certain things, because there's a lot of people that can pick up on carpentry and electricity and all the masonry and all these things and been doing it all their life. But see, they don't have the credentials. See, you got to have the right spiritual credentials, and they could rewire your house, fix your car, and everything. But see, if it's not state certified, then it becomes null and void. And see, the sons of Sceva, they were going out, going around. They had a little gathering. But see, they was called themselves doing this. They didn't say in the name of Jesus directly. They said in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaching. Now, I want you to think about that. Now, when we're in trouble, we should be able to go straight to the source to have our problem solved. But they was going through talking about what Paul was doing. So a miraculous thing happened. And this is where the spiritual identification card is very important. Whereas they say, hey, we know Jesus. We know Paul. Well, I'm just paraphrasing here. But who the heck are you? And see, you got to be careful with you sometimes, call yourself casting out demons. Because some every now and then, you'll run across one of those, I call it one of those old proud demons, who've been occupying a house or occupying a situation for so long, and they ain't got no intention on leaving. He said, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, it's got a lot of people, or where they call them squatters. And when the landlord comes and say, hey, you can't live in my house, you know, you can't, they tell the landlord, well, okay, I ain't going nowhere. And they end up chasing the landlord away from his own house. Now, can you imagine that? But see, if you got that authority, you go there with the bailiff, you go there with the court order. Then that court order says it all. So let's say every now and then people run across that arrogant or that proud demon that feel that your property is his. Because see, what they're going to do is they're going to try to take over that body. And so it was seven of them, and because they were not recognized, because see, this is why people need to know who you are. Because if people don't know who you are, they will run over you, or they would try to run over you. So if they know Brother Brown don't play that stuff, no, man, they man, get that guy his money, man. He don't play that stuff. They will recognize you, and they will submit to whatever it is that you ask them to do. But see, this demon didn't submit to them doing the exorcism. Because see, at that time, Paul, they said they were using aprons, and that he was using handkerchiefs, and through the power of the handkerchief, see, it was the power that the Lord saw. See, the Lord can put power in anything. Mm-hmm. And so if you got a way of looking at things and making money off of something, I've seen people, not going to mention no names because I'm not trying to tear nobody down, but people in this city who have been selling handkerchiefs and, you know, come over to this church and, you know, buy yourself a gallon. You ever say, buy yourself a gallon of holy water. Buy yourself a this and that and others. So we have to be careful because people will put something on it, and that's why when we go get the extra virgin, we have to ask the Lord, Lord, if you bless this oil, so that when I anoint somebody, that your work will be done through this oil. So sometimes people get things and they will call themselves blessing it, and then they will pass it off to you. But see, these brothers, these counterfeit charlatan dudes who are out to make money for themselves, because see, their daddy said that their daddy was a high priest. So the daddy had the authority. But this is letting everybody know that regardless of what your brother, your sister, your mother, your father have done, their credentials don't mean nothing. You got to establish them in the eyesight of the Lord, because it ain't nobody that I know that just because they was this person's son or that person's son didn't have to work out their own soul salvation. It's an individual thing. Brother Brown, he told us, he said that Jesus is the only way to salvation. So there's no other way. He tells us that we got to come in at the gate. Says that he is the way and the truth. So there's no other way, but by no other man, no other way can man be saved except for by the name of Jesus Christ. So we have to go through that vehicle, which is Christ Jesus. Can't use no counterfeit effort. I don't care how holy the preacher is. And this ain't no put down for the preachers. But this is imploring each and every last one of us to make up our minds to work out our own soul salvation. You see, this ploy, see, sometimes when you make a plan for something and you plan on doing something, it backfires. And see, they plan to go in there because you figure one demon against seven holy men, that should be a mismatch, because God's word says that two can put 10,000 to flight. But if seven can put one holy man to flight, I mean, one demon can put seven holy men or supposed to be holy men to flight, and not only put them to flight, but he beat them up, wounded them, left them half naked and confused. But see, as we go along, we're going to find out that sometimes even through things like this, that God gets the glory. See, God can get the glory out of anything. See, he gets the glory out of the failure of those who call themselves holy men of God, holy women of God, because when the frustration comes down and they're not able to accomplish that task, then people know, because see, rumors, not rumors, but the truth spread. And when the word got around what had happened to these brothers, then people began to give God even more glory. They, what they did, they took all the things, the magicians and everything, they took all of these things that they had and they burned their books, and they, and the books was really expensive. And see, one thing about it, you could put something in storage. You could even throw something in the garbage. But once you burn it, it ain't no coming back from that. So they stacked their books up and they burned it. So they were making a confession. That's why we had to burn our ways, because if we don't burn our evil ways, we're going to go back and pick them up. Because the burning, it purges. We put the fire to something, guess what? The impurities is going to come out. You take gold and you melt that gold, then all the impurities, all the thick stuff is going to run out, but you're going to end up with the real thing. So we have to be able to purge ourselves from these evil things. But see, you got the exorcist at this particular time who felt they were going to make a quick buck. But as I say, they was in for a rude awakening. They say that this demon, he attacked them. He attacked them viciously. They say, when you viciously attack somebody, then you don't care what part of their body you attack. They say they overpowered them. They say they gave them such a beat that they ran out of that house naked and bleeding. And that's in verse number 16. And see, whether we know it or not, that's why we got to be extra careful when we pray. Because those things that we're praying for, or those things that we, especially those things that we're praying against, guess what? Before we know it, have you ever prayed for somebody? I hope not. And the next thing you know, you pray that the Lord loosen up their lying tongue. Next thing you know, that you can't stop lying. Why? Because that lying spirit came out of them and coming to you. That's why you, it's important to be prayed up when it comes down. And that's why it's important that you purge yourself. That's important that you can't go with the conflict. You cannot allow yourself to do that. So we're moving right along. And say, as a result of this attack, everybody, and if you know, if you deal with people who are powerful or you think is powerful, one of the main things of war, that is, you take down that leader, that everybody will cower and fear. When David flew Goliath, everybody else fell in line. When the giants that Joshua and Caleb told him about. See, that's one thing about it. And if you notice, when somebody is inciting a riot, they go to that big mouth. And they quiet. If you can quiet that big mouth person, you'll have peace and order. So, Acts 19 and 17, we know that the name of the Lord is held in high regard. And we can't use that name lightly. We know that the counterfeit, because there's a lot of counterfeit, or either to those that are more familiar with this particular phase, a whole lot of bootleg individuals out there. But we use, you know, when they do build buildings now, or they used to build buildings with substandard material. And in the process, they had a lot of code violations, so a lot of people may lose their life. Why? Because it wasn't used. It wasn't constructed in the right way. So counterfeit ain't real. We got to be mindful that only one that could do my poor soul any good is that's Jesus, him and him alone. But
yes, yes.
He's using the preacher as a vessel to point me in the right direction. And Brother Paul said, follow me as I follow Jesus. So we got to be careful who we follow. If they're not following Jesus, because it's easy to get sidetracked. If you don't believe me, I don't want to get political, but if you don't believe me, look how the state of our country is in, how certain people following this person, certain people following that person, and nobody, when I say nobody, I'm talking about those two groups that follow this person and that person. And see, because if I said nobody, I don't want to offend anybody. But nobody in those groups following Jesus, because he said that he would lead us and guide us to what? To all truth. Don't let yourself be deceived because of what man, what type of program man is bringing forth to you. You see, we learn a lot of things because demons are powerful. But the Lord is almighty. They're mighty, but the demon is almighty. So we have to have some help. Because we can't do it alone. Because my pastor would say, if you're not careful, those demons will tear you asunder. Because they'll think in one of the scriptures that said, it said, what's your name? He said, my name is Legend. And our name is Legend. And we are what? Not one, not two, not three. We are two. So this means that they can attack you from, you know, they know your likes. They know your dislikes. They might bring in some people, like with King David, you know, nothing else to get to him. So what they do? They sent in the vice president of lust to take care of that. So we got to be careful because today each one of them has a specialty of your weakness. And I want to say that again. Each one of them has a specialty of your weakness because your resume is on this table. They know what it is that you like, what you don't like. And see, there is no power because the magicians and everything, if you notice, the magicians and the witches and the warlocks and the soothsayers and everything, they used to, they call it, they used to mutter incantations. But see, that was not bringing forth the Lord. It was bringing forth demonic spirits. Because, see, my brothers and my sisters, counterfeit ain't real. And it escaped my mind, but I want to explain the situation to you. Whereas they wanted to assemble up and see who had the most powerful God. So they all assembled up their different gods, their images and everything. And so they went down the altar, each one of them, you know, because, see, these, God in his word said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. So my cop would be an image. All of these things. So to make a long story short, each one of them had a chance to bring forth their Lord to solve the different problems. But the prophet, his God came down and he licked up and so burnt up all of the other gods. So could you imagine I got a God that I, you know, because they were worshiping all types of crazy things. But could you imagine I'm having to my God, which I put all my faith and trust in. And I'm telling people, well, hey, my God is the most powerful there is. Only because I believe that. But then somebody proved me wrong and show me that my God that I'm worshiping, not my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but my daughter, my son, my car, my job. These are things that we worship and things that we forget that God is in control. So anytime you put anything, say, thou shalt not have no other God before me. That's all that exorcist the 20th chapter, between that first and 17th verse. And see, the reason I do that is not sometimes give you specific scriptures so that you can research it yourself. All you got to do is repeat the words that I said, okay, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. And with the technology that we have now, it's easy to pull up that scripture and know exactly what it is the Lord will have you to do. So, my brothers and my sisters, I'm telling you that counterfeit is not real. Jesus is the only one that could do our poor souls any good. So, it don't matter what credentials that your parents had, no matter what type of credentials your brother had, no matter what type of credentials your cousin had, it avails you nothing. Because if you don't uplift the name of Jesus Christ and him crucified, no other name will do our poor souls any good. And I keep constantly reminding you that counterfeit is not real. Sometimes we believe in things so strongly that it becomes real to us. But if you look at those brothers, those sons of Sceva who thought that they were going to be able to exorcise the demon out of that man, that they were in for a rude awakening. And this is a warning to us also. Sometimes we, as I say, we lay our hands on somebody, and I heard people say, I'm not going to let just anybody lay their hands on me. And some people say, but I think it's wrong. When some people say, I'm not going to pray for anybody, I think you can pray for anybody without necessarily laying your hands on them. But we got to be careful. We got to be prayed up. We got to get rid of our counterfeit attitudes when it comes down to the Lord. We got to submit ourselves wholeheartedly to him and his righteousness. So my brothers and my sisters, we have to be mindful that counterfeit is not real. Counterfeit is fake. Counterfeit is a reasonable facsimile thereof. If you look at, go back to Job, when his wife had the conversation with him, when they had lost everything, and she told him, you know what, maybe she didn't want to see him suffer, but she told him, you know what, you're having such a hard time, I don't want to see you suffer. You need to just cuss your God and die. But listen to that, Job. He recognized at that time that demon had entered his wife, he had a counterfeit wife for a minute. He told her, I'm just paraphrasing, with all the prosperity that we have had, with all the good things that God has blessed us with, you don't sound like my wife. You speak like an evil woman. So right away, he recognized the counterfeit conversation that she was bringing forth, because in times of prosperity, it's easy for somebody to say, ain't God good? Blessed be the name of the Lord. But let adversity come. We'll see whether their faith, is real. We'll see whether they say, the Lord thy God giveth, the Lord thy God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it's just a thought for you tonight that it's time for us to get on that righteous bandwagon. I'm not saying that you're not on that righteous bandwagon, but see, there's two things. It's real, and it's fake. So with all the distractions that's going on in our life, it's time to be real. It's time not to give up, because there's a certain individual out there that wants you to give up, that wants you to throw in the towel, that wants you to say that life is not working. So God, may God bless you and be able to keep you. And remember, counterfeit is not real. It will get you in trouble. Amen. I'll now turn you over the hand to Brother Brown. I thank you for the privilege of your time. I thank you for letting me occupy just a little bit of time on your Thursday evening. Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox, for that powerful word on tonight. I know that the listeners were blessed by it. I know that I was truly blessed by this word on tonight, because just like you said, in the word, it says it right there in the word. That's why it's important that when you come forth over this worldwide platform, if you have your Bibles, if you can read it for yourself, how those seven sons was trying to, they were trying to say that they was going, you are doing what they were doing in the name of Jesus, but they was using Paul as a scapegoat because they weren't really doing what they was doing. We all trying to do the exorcist. They were doing it, like he said, it was counterfeit. It wasn't real. You see, God, I love the song that says, yes, God is real. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I may not go. But one thing I know, that God is real, and he's real in my soul. He's got to be real in your heart. He's got to be real in your soul so that wherever you go, somebody can see Jesus Christ in you. Especially those that are walking around in this world today that are spiritually blind, that need to see Jesus, because it's like the spiritual food for thought says, and it's still true, and it's God's word. I didn't make it up. It's in God's word. He said, Jesus is the only way to salvation. So I thank God for you, Deacon Robert Cox, for letting us remember and be reminded of about the word on tonight. Counterfeit is not the real thing. You said it right. God is real. He is the real thing. So if you're looking for a better way of life, you're looking for the newness of life, you need to seek Jesus Christ. You need Jesus in your life. If you don't already have him as your personal Lord and Savior after hearing this word on tonight, and if you don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ by opening your own mouth, guess whose fault it is? It's not your mother's fault. It's not your father's fault, your cousin, your sister, or your brother, even the pastor that you might sit up under, even though you know you're not saved, it's nobody's fault but your own. So that's why you have to make up in your mind, be determined that you're going to seek Jesus Christ and do it wholeheartedly, do it sincerely. That's what he said. He is searching our hearts. I'm so glad he's not like man. He don't have amnesia. God remembers, and he knows who belongs to him. So if you are not saved on tonight and you have heard this word, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that you will open your own mouth, confess your sins, and do it as Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten, beloved Son of God, that he will be able to come into your heart as you open your mouth and ask him to save you from your sins and ask him to come into your heart. That's exactly what he should do. So he came to seek those that are lost. That's what he wants. He wants you to be saved, and you can be saved today. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Even the next breath is not promised to any of us. We're not guaranteed to see tomorrow. So while you have a chance, while the blood is running warm in your veins, if you hear my voice, if you just heard this word, and you know you're not saved in Jesus' name, don't play Russian roulette with your life, your soul, for your soul has to spend eternity somewhere. There's only two places it's going to end up, and that's either heaven or hell, but guess what? The choice is yours. So I pray that you choose heaven, that you can spend eternity with God, our creator, mankind's creator, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who paid our sin debt on the cross so that we wouldn't have to die and go to hell. What a mighty word we have heard on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox. Thank you again, Deacon Marvin Cox, for this word. Counterfeit is not the real thing. God is. Jesus is the real thing. He's the real deal. So you need him. If you ever, like I said earlier during the opening, if this world ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. We're going to close out in prayer, and I pray that you was blessed by this word. God knows who's going to be listening and what they all stand in need of. So I pray that you was blessed by this word on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you that your word has gone forth through Deacon Marvin Cox with power. We pray, Lord, that should there be any listeners that have heard the word on tonight, if they know that they're not saved and saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, our hope, and desire that you would touch their hearts, that they too would be able to open their mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they are saved, they will come to know, walk, and live in, and fulfill their own indivisible God purpose on the earth that will give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control no matter what it looks like, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hand. We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. So I pray now, Lord, and ask that you will continue to bless all of those that continue to tune into this worldwide ministry and platform, even for those that have tuned in for tonight's time. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts to be able to give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We love you, we praise you, we bless your name because you're worthy to be praised, and we know that there is none like you in all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, again, as I always say, learn. If you don't know how to, or if you have never done it, encourage one another in God's word. Not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with the good word of God. So on tonight, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until this coming Saturday night, which is Saturday, the 8th of May, you want to tune in and be blessed by, again, Minister Twan Eppinger. He is going to be delivering God's word on the 8th of this month, on Saturday. Again, Minister Eppinger will now be coming on every first Saturday night, and Deacon Marvin Cox will be taking his place on every first, and then also Deacon Marvin Cox will be, again, still coming forth every second Saturday night. So you'll make note of that, again, so that you will be able to tune in and be blessed, again, by God's word. Again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.